quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? Well, we got a lot to talk about. We had Dynamite tonight, and they added a bunch of stuff since yesterday, so we now have 6 segments announced for the show. The Masonic Temple Theater in Detroit, Michigan. So presumably Don Callis will be there. Isn't he a Mason? That's what I heard. But that's coming up here tonight. We'll go over the lineup for that show. Tomorrow's Impact, we'll talk about that as well. Impact's had 2 weeks of good numbers. SummerSlam, obviously, is this coming weekend, and we've got 2 nights of SummerSlam. We got 6 matches each night. We got the full lineup for each show. We can tell you what's going to be on, and also, of course, next week's NXT review, next week's NXT lineup. We have last night's NXT review. Thankfully, Tom will be in charge of that one. Filthy is joining us here today. I thought the first hour of that show sucked. I thought the second hour was all right. I thought the second hour was way better than the first. But man, that first hour and that Grayson Waller, shoot, I put in air quotes. It pretty much sucked. But we'll talk about that as well as WWE house shows. Triple H talked about house shows. We got an update on Ludwig Kaiser's motion to dismiss. We have got some info on SummerSlam interest in terms of Google Trends. And also AEW as well in terms of how their YouTube is doing. Got a TNA contract expiring. We got the daughter of a living legend training at WWE and plenty more. And, yes, a special guest, I believe. I'm not talking about Tom either. He's a special guest, though. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy is joining us. What a show we have today. Nixie XS is back, everyone.
I'm here.
What?
Yeah, she's in town.
In the studio.
And, yep, there she is in Vinny's chair. Arguably the first or second most attractive person to sit in that chair. Because
if I'm not first, who would be first?
Well, Swerve Strickland was there about 5 years ago, and he was pretty handsome. But
I'm much prettier than Swerve Strickland is.
Well, I wouldn't argue that.
Have been in that chair, Brian.
What was that?
What other guests besides Swerve have been in that
chair?
Well,
it's like Vinny, you know. I feel like you've been in that chair, haven't you?
No.
Or were you just on the couch that you vomited on? Thank you. All right. Well, you know, we should start with Produce Monday, was it Sunday?
It was Sunday.
Yes, right. It's before the pay-per-view.
Yes, Sunday at 1 p.m.
Yes. So we'll start with we kind of talked to you about this a little bit, Nixie, last night, but we'll start with you. How was your experience at the show besides winning?
Oh, my experience was wonderful. I got to beat up Fuachan and kick ass. It's kind of what I do.
It could be more fun than that.
I mean, the locker room was very small. It was very small and crowded, kind of sweaty. But, I mean, what can you expect?
Was it hotter or cooler than this room right now?
It was hotter than this room was.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll take
care of
that.
It was a very warm venue. It was very sweaty.
Tom, well, how was your weekend there?
I was appalled, quite frankly, by what happened during the Nixie and Fuachan match because... Well, it was actually what happened after the match made me sick to my stomach because Nixie has absolutely no respect for the great mind of powerlifting genius Louis Simmons because she took Fuachan in the back and started beating Fuachan up amongst thousands and thousands of dollars of Westside barbell equipment. I cannot even tell you the disrespect and damage that she could have done to the inverse curl machine, which is something that everybody should be using on a daily basis. There were thousands and thousands of dollars of reverse hyper machines in the back that were almost destroyed because of Nixie and Fuachan. I mean, I could go on and on. The safety squat bars, the buffalo bars, all all in disarray because of what happened in the back.
I did see this angle. He gave her a beating.
An absolute, if I may say, a rhubarb of a beating.
Wow.
Yeah, real classic term there.
Yeah, remember we're on Observer Live, by the way. I should probably bring that up. We had a problem.
Should remind
last
yourself
time.
Of that, Brian. Because
should
the last
remind
time
you of that. You're actually you the last one. Guy. Anyway, I'm sorry.
You are an idiot.
Go ahead.
I just want to say, Tom, I'm so happy that you're so focused on the gym equipment because that just reaffirms that Fuachan is lamer than the gym equipment is.
Oh, 100%. That's worth more than her entire career. I don't care how much money she's monetizing on YouTube. I don't care how popular she is with all the youngsters in Japan. I don't care what all these weebs think. I'm worried about performance. And that equipment, that was on the line.
Did they have one of those old school neck machines there? You know those neck machines? Did they have one of those back there?
No, they had the one that Farmer Burns used to use, though.
Oh, the one you strap to your head?
You hang yourself?
Yeah, that's not a good one. I'm not a big fan of that one. So then we got it.
Good thing Nixie didn't use that one.
So now, for those of you wondering, I guess, Tom, I mean, do you care if we say where you're at? Because you're lounging on a couch, and everyone in the chat's concerned you're going to fall asleep.
No, I don't care.
All right, he's at his parents. You flew out there.
On the road.
And then you're going to go back for the next Produce show, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, Produce was on Sunday in Montreal. The next Produce show is next Monday in New Jersey.
And it's in Brooklyn.
Yeah, and I was just in Europe, as you know, and I just flew back from there last week. So I was not looking forward to doing another cross-country flight, so I decided to stay here for the week.
Did you hear her correction? You're not going to the wrong place on this weekend?
Why, what?
The next Produce show is in Brooklyn at Pioneer Works.
Yeah, but I'm going to go to Jersey anyways.
Why?
Why would you ever choose to go to Jersey?
Dirty Jers?
He is filthy Tom.
I'm going to go visit the home of Red Man.
Now, what are you doing on this next show, Nixie?
I am in a six-woman tag match. Myself and Jordan Blade and Janai Kai, The Limit, against a whole squad of Stardom girls. Rana and Fua and Hazuki. I beat up Fua. I'm going to do it again. I'm very certain of that. I'm very confident of that. And I'm confident that my team is more well put together and well-rounded than theirs is.
You're lucky you're on Janai's team.
Hey, you know what? Nixie, if you need some backup and Hazuki is on that other team, Hazuki is like BFFs with Koguma, who I absolutely hate.
Wow.
And everybody in Japan should also hate Koguma, the bear, because they got some major beef with bears right now in Japan. And if Hazuki steps out of line, there's already a picture of her choking me from this past weekend. She better be on her best behavior. There's no Louis Simmons West Side Barbell equipment in Jersey or Brooklyn to save her.
Well, Tom, you'll be in the building, so if you'd like to join The Limit for the day, you could be a manager. Maybe we just make it a handicap match, add an extra person.
Yeah,
you're more than welcome
rate?
To join.
Yeah, Tom, you can't be coming out of the booth of that show. That's unprofessional. Your job is to call the action, so you need to stay there.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You
hey,
plug the YouTube link for your most recent.
I mean, I could. I mean, what did Granny say? She was very impressed with you. She thought you did a very good job. She gave it an 8 out of 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So maybe you shouldn't make fun of it.
Very high score.
Yeah. Not as high as an Undertaker match, but. All right. Well, anyway, we got Dynamite tonight, everybody.
Well, hold on. Did you see me do the Turkish wrestling move in there? The Turkish Royal wrestling move?
Which Kunde? One? Oh, yes. I hope right. You're proud. Hey, they had questions. Was there a Turkish oil match recently, like yesterday or something?
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, the chat was asking about it.
Erkin Tosh defeated his cousin Mustafa Tosh in the finals, which was basically like a thrown match.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. All right, anyway, we got Dynamite tonight. We'll talk about some people care about here, Tom, not Turkish oil wrestling. So this is from the Masonic Temple Theater in Detroit. Maya World is going to be defending her TBS title against Persephone. So that's coming up here tonight. You were there when Maya won her championship.
Yes, I was in the building. I've known Maya for years now. I think she started wrestling like 6 months before I did. Met her like setting up a ring in Dallas in like 2023. So very, very happy for her. Happy to see her on top, winning the title. Very cool moment.
How would you rate her match with Mercedes if you had to give it a star rating?
I'm giving it a 5 stars.
5 stars!
I'm giving it 5 stars because Dave won't.
All right. Well, we don't.
Someone's got to.
We don't know that, but.
I'm on Wrestling Observer Live right now, so I think it's an official rating.
Yeah, it'd probably be best if we just went with that and moved on, but I think it's just going to continue until he gets around to it.
What if he gets around to it? Dud.
You know what's going to happen is it ain't going to get 5 stars. And then he's going to be even in more trouble. I mean, he could have made this easier on himself.
He's done it to himself.
Yeah, now it's a thing. And he keeps delaying it. Like, oh, I got to watch this G1 match with Yuto Ice. I got to make sure I get that one watched. Yeah, this hole is being dug, but I guess the day will eventually come.
We can't even see that guy's catchphrase on air.
Probably not. Andrade, Nick Wayne, and Jack Perry for the national title. We got the conglomeration and the demand for the trios titles. Kenny Omega will do a promo. We got Willow Nightingale's AEW Women's title celebration. And the Young Bucks and Cage and Cope will have a sit-down with Renee. So that's coming up here tonight. You did you go through you went to the entire pay-per-view, right, Nixie?
Yes, I stayed the whole time. Tom, very long show.
You made it through most of it, Tom?
What?
All right, we're going to head to a break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Not sure if you guys heard that, but Tom jumped the gun right there. You don't think LeBron James is going to show up for that TNA show?
Man, come on. That's like me, like, inviting, I don't know,
LeBron John James
Jones
to be on
to
this show?
Or something. Yeah.
I'm going to invite Beyonce to my next indie show.
Friday?
Yeah, if she wants to come to Vancouver, I'll invite her.
Because I'll be there.
It's about as realistic.
Yeah. Can we get her to that bar show? You don't know how excited I am for this bar show. Tell them what you're doing this weekend.
I have a Dusk Pro Pride Style match in Vancouver at a bar. Also, I was wrong. I don't think it's a gauntlet. I think it's like a survival of the fittest, like eliminator match.
So you all start and then...
get eliminated one by one.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
I thought it was a gauntlet, and I thought that was
I was actually hoping for a gauntlet match in a bar. I'm excited because the last, I mean, basically, it was more like a brewery, but it was the worst show over WrestleMania weekend, or however it was billed. And Tom and I went there. That's when Tom drank 16 beers in one sitting.
Oh, shut up!
It was crazy. And we
that was
that show.
Get out of here. Will you stop talking? Stop talking for a second. You're not going to try to do this crap again.
Okay, how many was it?
I tried to do this for days and days. I had 3 beers over the course of like 6 hours, maybe 4 tops.
Okay, all right.
And it was at Tenaya Creek Brewery in Las Vegas. Yeah, I don't want to just say any brewery because I want to give them some props because that's one of the best ones in the
it was not a great show? It's probably great for you after those 4 beers. But man, I was excited when I heard bar show.
4 beers over like hours and hours
in Vancouver. They were like this tall. They were like enormous.
Taller than you?
They were. I will accept that short joke to explain how big these beers were that you drank. So anyway, that's coming up Friday, and Beyonce may or may not be there. Just hopefully. Like LeBron may or may not be at this TNA show. Although, you know, if you look at how TNA's been doing of late, it's not impossible. Their numbers have been way up. And Nick Nemeth is facing Jeff Hardy for the TNA title on Thursday. And then Mustafa Ali and Jason Hotch for the international title. Demon Bunny is on the show. And there's a Knockouts title tournament, which is ongoing. Thea Hale is in it, Indy Hartwell, Jada Stone, Jody Threat, Matt Hardy's facing Ryan Nemeth. So these Hardys are just facing Nemeths up and down the show. So maybe a lot of people will show up, and you just never know. So that's,
Ryan,
yes.
I once saw Jody Threat eat 3 breakfasts at once.
At once or just over the course of a day?
No, one meal.
So she had
3 meals in one.
So she had 3 breakfasts, yes. One after
3
the
breakfasts
other, at the same time.
Yes.
That's impressive.
That's interesting, Tom. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I've never forgotten it.
Triple H talked about our shows and basically said everything we talked about on this show, which is he thinks that these live events are important for getting reps, but he doesn't want people to get hurt, which is true. And I think we need more house shows, but it is ironic because they went a long time without house shows, and then they started doing house shows again, and immediately people started getting hurt. So my feeling is that they kind of need to ease into the house shows and get people back into the groove of it, because I think that when you're working regularly, I think your body kind of gets acclimated to it. Like, Nick, you're working pretty much... what, every weekend?
Yeah.
A couple times every weekend?
I usually have 2 matches a weekend, try to have 3.
And how do you feel if you take like a month off, come back?
I mean, I've never taken a month off, but anytime I've had like 2 weeks off, it feels terrible. Like every bump sucks so much more when you've had time off.
Tom, what do you think about these house shows?
I think that you are correct that they need them to get more reps in. I think the issue would be that wrestlers in the past did a lot of house shows and they wrestled a different style than they did on television, than they did on pay-per-views. And if you are accustomed to only wrestling the style that you do on pay-per-views and on television, and you try to do that day after day after day, then your body's going to fall apart, because there's a stark contrast between what people were doing in the 1980s, the early 90s, the 70s, the 60s when it comes to house shows, and the wrestling that is done today.
Well, when you had your hip surgery, I mean, you came back and you did some matches. You did some matches with me, and I hadn't done anything for 3 years. But we were out there doing a house show match, basically, right? That's the idea.
I'm out there to win, so I'm not gonna get thrown around.
You're out there to do Turkish wrestling spots.
Yeah. I'm going to go forearm deep on you next time, buddy.
Is that right? Yeah, you're my partner. Ludwig Kaiser, Court Records Show, Monday, October 19th. Hearing has been scheduled October 19th. So that's a long way out. And the defense is going to bring forward their motion to dismiss the battery charge that Kaiser is facing. Defense made a filing on July 28th notifying Assistant State Attorney Shaylin Koch of the hearing date. They attempted to dismiss it earlier this month on Florida's Stand Your Ground law to claim that Ludwig was justified in using the amount of force he used in the incident against alleged victim Richard Reap. Under the law, someone can use non-deadly force if they reasonably believe it is necessary to protect themselves or someone else against, quote, imminent use of unlawful force. So this thing happened on April 23rd, the elevator incident, where they both have completely different stories. There is surveillance footage, which should at least indicate which one is telling a closer version of the truth. But it is interesting that if you listen to, like, Ludwig Kaiser's side of the story, like what they actually put out in the filing, he really makes it sound like he didn't do anything. Yet, at the same time, he's trying to use this Stand Your Ground law, which regards justified use of force.
I mean, he said he shoved the guy.
Yeah.
In the official filing. So I guess that would be force,
I guess so.
Technically battery.
Yeah. So
I'm really interested in seeing this aggressive making out.
Well, I mean,
I hope that footage gets released. They should air it on Raw.
On Raw?
Yeah.
Hadn't thought of that.
It's good for ratings.
Like the CM Punk and Jungle Boy footage?
Exactly.
God. Do you remember that?
You should put it on the big screen.
I don't remember it.
Did you ever watch it? Yeah, it was.
Yes, I what?
Well, I don't know. Tom, there's a lot of things you haven't watched.
Job.
Do we need to bring it up here today? So yeah, that's going to be that'll be taking place. And you know, the other interesting thing, as we noted, is the cops saw the footage, and that's why they arrested Ludwig Kaiser. And so, you know, if it was just like some guy was being aggressive and Ludwig just kind of shoved him a little bit, I don't know if the guy needs to be arrested, but they did. So I think hopefully someday we'll see all that footage and find out what actually happened there. But there you go. We have another. Actually, Mara Sade is a free agent.
What?
Another one.
Already?
Potentially leaving TNA. The contract has expired. Allegedly in negotiations with TNA and multiple other companies. So she just beat Tasha Steelz in the first round of the Knockouts tournament. She is scheduled to face Heather by Elegance in the second round. But her deal expired in the middle of this tournament.
Letting your contract expire in the middle of a title tournament where you've won matches.
Yeah.
That's a power move.
What happened there? Like, did they not know it was coming due?
Or maybe they just thought she was going to re-sign and then she hasn't decided to.
I guess
now
we'll
they're
see.
Stuck in their booking plans.
Yeah.
So her boyfriend's a main eventer in a different company, so.
Is that public? It is now.
I mean, if you take a million photos together and post them publicly, yes.
I guess that's
true. It's posted pretty
publicly.
Yeah,
Kevin Knight. So we'll see what happens.
Whoa!
Yes? Aliyah Mysterio has joined the Performance Center. And so, 24 years old, wants to be a wrestler, has been on WWE programming before, and I guess we'll see if she makes it, but, yeah.
She's got the Nepo baby genes, so.
Hold on. She's the one that was dating Buddy Murphy?
Yeah.
Storyline?
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
I think she was like a teenager when they did that storyline.
She's 24 now. When did they do it? Yeah, 2020.
Oh my 2020. God.
Yeah. Didn't go very far.
He was 18 years old.
You know, Buddy, no, well, 24 now. Oh, it's 2026. Jesus. Yeah.
Yes, she was 18.
Yep. Yep.
A little edgy for the ratings.
Well, it was 2020 in WWE.
They were doing anything.
Vince McMahon was in charge, so.
Oh, no.
It was, I do remember watching it. It was like, Buddy was supposed to be her boyfriend, but you could see he wanted absolutely nothing to do with this. And like, he did everything in his power to stay as far away from her as possible, except when like absolutely required in any of these storylines. Didn't he just post something like hinting that he was going to be at that redemption show?
I think he posted that he's like cleared to come back.
Yeah, but I think he mentioned redemption in it, like right before the redemption show. It's just like when Tony did that press conference and everybody asked him about Swerve and he goes, I'll be happy to talk about that after redemption. And then, of course, redemption comes and goes and there's no Swerve.
Just getting the people going.
No mention of Swerve, nothing. All right, when we come back, Tom's going to do the NXT report. Should be an exciting time. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
And you got an automatic discount from Progressive by bundling it with your home or auto insurance. That's great. But a serious word of warning every RVer should heed. You don't need to talk about things like dry weight or dump stations. And you don't need one of those expensive water filter straws either. Because the most extreme thing most RVers encounter is a campsite without hookups. So just enjoy yourself and Progressive's automatic discount when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, and Nixie XS is joining us. Filthy Tom. Filthy is going to take us through this NXT report.
Wow, you sound so excited.
What was this Grayson Waller thing, dude? What was this?
Well, it was an attempt at a pipe bomb style promo.
An NXT pipe bomb with Grayson Waller.
That did not feel like a pipe bomb.
That's
what it was supposed to be.
Yeah. He
talked about his past failures, failure after failure after failure, which I don't remember CM Punk doing that, but.
Buried Austin Theory without saying his name. Yeah. Is Austin Theory's in a main event group on Raw and Grayson Waller's just vanished?
He mentioned Marty Jannetty, but not Austin Theory, yeah, while talking about Austin Theory.
Yes, that is true.
He claimed the NXT men's division is mediocre. It's anyone's for the taking, but no one's going to step up. None of them are ready for the main roster, which is ironic because he's done nothing on the main roster of note lately. And now he's down here in NXT. So the athletes that they signed can't wrestle. The independent wrestlers that they have signed have no charisma. The woman carried the NXT brand. He started threatening Shawn Michaels, at which point the crowd turned from giving him the what treatment to chanting for HBK. So this would be like if during CM Punk's pipe bomb, the crowd started chanting for Vince McMahon.
Yes.
And eventually they cut his mic and he spoke directly to the camera. And
they cut the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have to say my favorite line was when he starts burying like the champions and he goes, "That NXT champion used to mean something. Guys like Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Finn Balor, Seth, Shinsuke." And then he pauses and he goes, "Even recently, guys like Trick Williams." And I was like, good burial. And then he says he wants the title. So I was like, oh my God. These shoot things, yeah, they cut his mic after he talked for like 8 straight minutes. And then they still let him talk to the camera. It felt like 20.
It was very, very long.
I don't know how long it was, but
he had a lot to say.
Yeah, this. And then later they had that angle where Stone is like demanding Grayson Waller come back to the building. Did he ever come back?
Well, yeah.
He did?
At the end.
Did I miss it?
It sounds like it.
Did he come back at the very end? Oh, no, he did. He hit the ring and, okay, you're right. Very memorable, that run-in at the very end of the show. I totally forgot about it.
You could see it from a million miles away.
I know, but God. Yeah, this sucked. So,
this was also preposterous what happened next. So it's more preposterous later on, really. But Mason Rook, who is he a Freemason as well?
Could be.
Is he along with Don Callis?
It's possible.
Mason Rook
told Miles Bourne and Tavion Heights that despite Bourne needing to defeat Cam Hendricks tonight as he defends the North American title in order to get a tag title match with Tavion Heights as his partner, Mason Rook is intent on getting his hands on Cam Hendricks and interfering during the match. Not before, not after, but it has to be during the match, apparently. Izzy Dame took on Lizzie Rain.
God.
Vic, he opens up and he goes, "More on Grayson Waller in a minute." And I'm like, why? Why? He just had the entire opening segment. He wasn't even invited to be on the show. Why are we going to hear more about him in a minute? I've heard enough. So Lizzie Rain defeated Izzy Dame with the Thunderstruck after Spears attacked Nico Vance on the floor. This distracted Dame so that Rain could hit her finisher and claim the victory.
I like this Lizzie Rain.
She's got mega
charisma.
This is
my favorite Izzy Dame match I think I've ever seen either.
Your favorite Izzy Dame match? I mean, I can't think of a better one, but I feel like she's had some decent matches. I mean, the problem is with NXT, like a lot of these matches, they don't feel like wrestling matches. I feel like I should grade them like, you know, I would be a judge at a gymnastics competition. Like, here's a routine. Do they hit all the moves right? Did everything look good? You want to give it a 9.0 or an 8.0 or whatever. But, you know, I do think Lizzie's actually a pretty good wrestler. But, you know, a lot of the matches, especially in the first hour, it just kind of felt like, all right, it is, here's this performance. And then we're going to watch the next performance. And this one very much felt like a performance as opposed to two people having a wrestling competition.
Lizzie's presentation stands out so much compared to like all the other girls in NXT right now. Like, she has a clear identity from the second she steps out, and it automatically makes anything she does pop off the camera way more.
I think also because like a lot of the women in NXT just started there. And so they're taught to like do everything the same way, and she does not do everything the same way. Like, she's got a very unique way of selling her offense. She's like charismatic in a real person way. I like her.
You know what, Brian?
Yeah.
Brian, I hate to do this, but I need to talk about this right now. If I never see in my life this as a sell again, this little cover of the mouth, my poor little face. I've never in my life seen somebody do that when they got hit.
Well, who was doing it here?
Dude.
Everybody? Okay.
I wouldn't see this match.
I'm not watching it again, but I'll take your word for it.
All right. Where were we?
I don't know. Where were
Saquon,
you?
Saquon. Yeah, there's a backstage segment with Born Nasty. And then Kalani showed up. Cruz didn't listen to her.
There was a lot that happened here in a very short period
of time.
Like
four different people that walked in and out of
yes.
shot.
Yeah, three different angles, like seven different people, 30 seconds. Yeah. And then another one with Vanity Project.
Yeah, and Keanu Carver.
Yep.
And apparently Micah wants a piece of Keanu Carver now.
Yeah, she was smitten with him.
I thought she was with Jackson.
She is.
Okay.
I mean, it's been 3 weeks, so like, it's about time we moved on.
Good
but
point.
Yeah, she's smitten by the guy, and he wants another match with EK Prosper.
Oh my God, there was more. Because after that, there was a Lola video, and then there was a segment with Jada and Thea Hale backstage.
Yeah.
Where now they are like apparently super friendly all of a sudden. Like, oh, you've been so nice to me in the past. Oh, you were so nice to me before, too. Oh, now we're best friends. Let's team up and take out Natty.
You know what's an amazing story? Is they signed Thea Hale when she was 18 years old. And they did this big story about how she just graduated high school. And she's going to be going off to college. Tune in next week to find out what college Thea Hale is going to go to as she begins her WWE career. And it was like, well, you know, it's probably going to be Chase U. It's going to be some gimmick. And in fact, it was Chase U. And, you know, she ends up in Chase U. And now, as of July 29, 2026, she has been in NXT for the length of an entire 4-year college career. She is now 22 years old. She has been there for 4 years. And what have we done with her?
She outlived her own university.
She did! The university went belly up. They moved. Actually, they didn't. They moved to Produce.
All those credits for nothing.
Yeah. Hopefully they transfer. But it doesn't look like they do. All right, Tom. Miles Bourne and Cam Hendricks.
Yeah. I mean, Cam looks good. He has potential. But this was preposterous. For some reason, Mason Rook, who wants to interfere but was told not to, is going to watch this match. But he has to do it. Sorry, let me move this camera. But he has to do it right in front of Tavion Heights. So, of course, when he leaves to go interfere, Tavian Heights follows him. Tavian Heights piggybacks him in the aisleway. This stops him.
Well,
Milesbourne hits his finisher, pins Cam Hendricks.
If we're being fair, the story is that Miles has to beat Cam Hendricks so that Miles and Tavian can get a tag title match next week. So if this guy interferes and the match gets thrown out, Tavian doesn't get his championship match. So he has a reason to want to stop Mason Rook from interfering.
Brian.
Yes.
If you want to interfere, if you really want to get your hands on somebody, why are you waiting until the match is going on?
I can't answer that question.
Why don't you do it before or after the match? And, like, second of all, if you're going to do this, your plan is you're going to go attack this guy, and somebody already told you, hey, don't do that. I'm going to stop you if you do. Why would you go right in front of them? They were the only two people in that locker room. He made sure to be right there with him and then storm off to go attack the guy. Give me a break. Don't defend this.
I was just explaining the storyline, but. So anyway, I thought the match was fine.
Milesbourne won.
Yeah, they get a tag title match next week.
Yep. Lizzie Rain ate some KFC popcorn chicken. That was
KFC cool. Popcorn chicken. They can promote things.
Yeah.
They just
Angel
don't.
And Berto showed up backstage, supported Bronco Nima ahead of OTM's match.
Is that right? Is that right? You know how long on Monday's Observer Radio, Dave went on and on and on telling me that these AAA storylines do not cross over to NXT? And I said, no, Dave, hold on a second. There's a storyline from AAA that is taking place in NXT. Bronco and Lucien. Bronco is in Perros del Mal. Lucien isn't. Lucien is upset that the guy joined it without telling him. He's like, oh, no. They don't wear the Perros del Mal shirts. It's not carrying over. I was like, dude, I watch a show every week. What happens this week? Angel and Berto are on the show in Perros del Mal shirts. Thank you. Thank you.
And then Perros del Mal came out during the match.
Yes, they did.
Caused a distraction and Birthright won.
Yeah. OTM is like a good team. This felt like a match.
It sucks. They're going to break the crowd loves OTM.
If they break them up, they're absolutely out of their minds. Because,
well, what else are they doing?
It's clear. I don't know. They shouldn't. They were like a legitimately good team here. The shine was great. Their comeback was great. It was good.
Shiloh Hill beat Tristan Angels with the Thunderbreaker, Blue Thunder neckbreaker from the top for the win.
I think that move sucks.
It's my bigger issue is, like, Lizzie Rain has the Thunderstruck. Now Shiloh Hill's is the Thunderbreaker.
Well, I think with him it's a Thunderbreaker because that's his actual real name. Thunder. And somehow they gave him a worked name, Shiloh.
If you have a real name like Thunder, that's a perfect wrestling name.
That is an excellent point, but they changed his name from Thunder
to
Shiloh Hill. Yeah.
I've got to look up his real name.
Look up his name. But anyway, this movie does off the
you're right.
This movie does off the top. It's like, it looks like it hurts him more than the other guy, and then he makes the cover.
It's the pop-up neck breaker that Jey Uso does. That's all that it is, but coming off the ropes, it looks weird,
yeah.
I thought it was a counter from Mr. England.
That's what I thought, too, and then Mr. England got pinned. What's his name, Nixie?
His real name is Thunder Justice.
Yes, correct.
That's the ideal wrestling name.
It is perfect. But he's Shiloh Hill.
Which is just some guy in a yearbook.
Basically, yes. We'll talk about Cruz Montana after the break. Observer Live.
Living on
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I should mention before we do the final segment that Brandon here notes that Don Callis was in that chair. So perhaps he might give you a run for your money, Nixie.
I'm way hotter than Don Callis is.
Well,
I have hair.
I mean, I won't lie. All right, Cruz Montana comes to the ring.
Yeah, this man, he was born nasty. He maxed out the KFC popcorn pop meter. He's the newest NXT superstar to cross the line. He talked about being born nasty, but being typecasted as a tag wrestler. But he deserved to be the top guy. And for some reason, when you're the top guy, you call out Grayson Waller instead of the current NXT champion, Tony D, who did come out. And they went face-to-face, Tony D and Born Nasty. And as expected from a million miles away, I could see it coming. Grayson Waller jumped Cruz Montana from behind. He and Tony D got into it. Montana tried to spin the block on Waller. He moved, and Montana laid out Tony D to end the show. And it's like, what? Why should Montana care? I mean, he's going for that belt, isn't he? Who cares if he laid out the champ?
Well, I like Santana a lot, but man, the idea of basically Mike Santana versus Tony D versus Grayson Waller in a three-way for the NXT title, I could not possibly care about that match. But that's what they shot, everybody. It's summertime.
It's weird.
You don't say. It is absolutely weird. Nixie, yes. Thanks for doing the show today.
Thank you for having me
Sorry
on the show
Sorry we
today.
Didn't talk to you too much about NXT. But there's always a Brian and Vinny show on Thursday.
Yes.
And Tom, we'll see you tomorrow. Got it?
What?
Yeah. That's it, everybody.
All right, I'll be here.
Wrestling Observer Live.